Good morning. Welcome. Nice to see you all here this morning. Would you join me this morning in prayer? Almighty God, we come before you this morning and we give you praise. We thank you, Lord, for another beautiful day that we can worship you, that we can serve you, that we can gather together, Lord, in awe and wonder of who you are and what you do. Continue, Lord, to lead us, open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us this day. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I would remind you that in front of you are the prayer cards. Fill it out with a prayer request, and then they'll be gathered up here in a little bit. And then we'll lay them up here on the altars or on the kneelers or in front of them. And then you can come up and gather one of those up and take it home and pray for it throughout the week. And they will also be put on our Facebook page and where else? The website? Yeah, in the worship folder. Thank you. I knew there was another place. Just wasn't. It went out there somewhere. Anyhow, it's in those two places for sure. Then you can pray over all of them throughout the week. So, praise team.
Good morning, church. Would you stand with us and sing and be reminded of whence you came from, right?
We were all lost at the fall, running away when we heard him call. Enjoy this review of your faith.
An orphan lost at the fall, running away when I'd hear you call. But Father, you worked your will. I had no righteousness of my own. I had no right to draw near your throne. But Father, you loved me still. And in love before you laid the world's foundation, predestined to adopt me as your own. You have raised me up so high above my station. I'm a child of God by grace and grace alone. You left your home to seek out the lost. You knew the great and terrible cost. But Jesus, your face was set. I worked my fingers down to the bone, but nothing I did could ever atone. But Jesus, you paid my debt. By your love I have redemption and salvation. Lord, you died that I might reap what you have sown. And you rose that I might be a new creation. I am born again by grace and grace alone. I was in darkness all of my life. I never knew the day from the night. The Spirit, you made me see. I swore I knew the way on my own. Head full of rocks, a heart made of stone. The Spirit, you moved in. And at your touch, my sleeping spirit was awakened. On my darkened heart, the light of Christ has shone. Called into a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Heaven sent a sin by grace and grace alone. So I stand in faith by grace and grace alone. I will run the race by grace and grace alone. I will slay my sin by grace and grace alone. I will reach the end by grace and grace alone.
The
Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? Cause shame's done all it's stealing. And you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Let my Jesus change your life. Tears from broken dreams and wasted years until the past to disappear. Let me tell you about my Jesus. All the wrong turns that you would go and undo if you could. Who could work it out for your good? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Make the way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. Pay the price for all my guilty. Who would care that much about me? Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way when there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace. And the good news is, I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
God is so good. You may be seated.
Good morning, church.
Good morning,
buddy. Oh, let's see what we have for us today. Just so you know, right after service today is the CPR first aid class. We are meeting back in the junior church room. If you would like to grab a quick snack and then head back there, lunch is provided. Tammy, any idea how long this will go?
Till we're finished.
All right, till we're finished. Sounds good.
Everybody's comfortable with their skills.
Oh, yikes. That might take me a while.
If everybody doesn't know it.
Yes, yes, we are a family. All right. So please join us for the CPR class, especially if you're involved in the children's ministry. There is child care for the children. We will keep them busy and entertained outside. Yes. Tomorrow, September 16th, Monday, that is the next Day of Hope, Fresh Food Initiative. Please join us if you can and help us to serve our community. That's at 2 p.m. The truck usually gets here a little bit before that. It involves unpacking the truck. Well, he unpacks it with the big old, what's that called? Dolly or the, yeah, floor jack, my husband says. And then we sometimes have to distribute it, prepackage some things. So your help would be greatly appreciated if you could be there. Tuesday, September 17th, that's our next prayer night, and the Bookbinder Small Group is meeting at their home, 6 to 8 p.m. Prayer night's here at the church, 6:30 p.m. Friday night Bible study, 6 p.m. here at the church. So the September 21st workday has been canceled. We're just going to do it all on October 5th. So please join us October 5th for the work day. Aunt Jan?
Well, yeah, we want a good showing on that day because the scouts will be here to help us. But also, along that line, we're doing things to prepare for that. Martha's been working on the doors outside. Mm-hmm. Pastor and I, pray for us. We're going to work together.
Power
to
our old one.
If nothing else, it shouldn't be entertaining. We're going to work on power washing the sign to get it ready to paint, power washing the end of the building and whatever else up underneath the porch out here. That's going to be Wednesday. So
this Wednesday?
Yeah. If anybody can make it out, I will appreciate it because I don't work as hard as he does, I don't think. But anyway, so we're preparing for certain things. We're also looking for people, and I think Tammy talked about that. We want to shampoo our carpets. We got a few people said yes, so we'll get together, set a date that we do that, not around the work day because we don't want it wet when people are
right.
Coming in and out. But if there's other things that you think of that you've seen that we can do outside of cutting trees and all that jazz, you know, let us know. But we want a good showing that day.
Yes.
The scouts are good enough to come and help us, so
There will be donuts.
All right. So the reason that we canceled the 21st is we want to focus our time on October 5th when the scouts will be here. They are gracious enough to come and help us take care of God's house. So can we do any less? So please join us October 5th. And Aunt Jan and Pastor Kenny will be power washing things this Wednesday. That's kind of tough to be the only one with Pastor Kenny. So if you have some time, please come out and help. No. Oh, he says he has feelings. I'm sorry. Can you plug his ears so I don't hurt his feelings? Oh, no, seriously. More help makes less work and it makes it more fun. So if you're available on Wednesday, what time, Aunt Jan? 10:30 in the morning. That leaves me out because I have to go to work. What? He is fragile. Pastor Kenny's been broken a couple different times this summer. So, and he's got to work with Aunt Jan. Uncle Bob will tell you that's not easy. Oh. I want to repeat that. Anyhow, so Wednesday, yes, just if you can't be here, pray for them. Yes. All right, moving on. So, September 28th. That is a very exciting night for us. We are doing worship night and a barbecue downtown in the pavilion next to the
car wash.
Yep. These words don't come out anymore.
So I mentioned last week that I was going to be coming to see some of you guys. I haven't done that yet, but I've got I also said you guys could come to me if
yes,
you wanted
always.
To help. I've got a few jobs to sort of give you an idea of the kind of people we're looking for. We need people to help with tables, food, setting things up for that. We're going to need to bring probably our circle tables from here because they don't have a lot of seating down there as far as tables. We're going to need people to do things like mix our lemonade and make iced tea, just little things. Signs. We are looking to possibly make some sandwich board signs to put around town. One up on the corner of Main Street, and then one by the village office on the corner by the car wash to kind of say, here's parking, or things like that. and then one out in front of where we're going to be. And also, things like yard games. So if you have any desire, my prayer for this whole thing has been kind of creating unity in the Big C Church. And since we are hosting it, the unity needs to start with us.
Amen.
So we need collaboration, people.
What time are you going to meet to start doing this stuff? And is it going to be here or down there?
So we are going to have a meeting next Saturday on the 21st at 9 a.m. to plan where everything is going to go. And then we're also going to meet down there. Well, we'll decide everything on Saturday, and everybody will have a position and know what to do on Saturday. That's my goal. I want everybody to have vision for what their job is so that we can attack it on the day. That's the idea. On the 21st, we're going to meet at the pavilion. Which I can't take credit for that idea. That was Brock's idea. Yeah, he kind of wanted to get the layout. So basically, 9 a.m. Saturday coming up, we'll be down there and we'll plan where everything goes. Well, I don't know. I say thank you in advance for that. Mm-hmm. And thank God, because none of this is possible without him.
Amen.
There's a lot of stuff that's been happening that I can't explain. So as far as the musicians and things. So,
cool.
I'm excited. What's up?
I just wonder if you've heard from any of the other churches as far as them wanting to be involved yet.
Not yet. Well, actually, I talked to some people from the Baptist church. When I stopped at the Copper Nail to drop off a flyer or a poster. Other than that, no, but we could. I have compiled a list of phone numbers if people want to take that initiative and call churches to say, hey, not sure if you guys are aware of this, but we're hosting this worship night. They're in my folder down there, so I can possibly give you a few of those if that's part of your... how you'd like to help. There's all kinds of stuff to do for this, though, and I'm really excited for, well, just like I said, what God's doing. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah.
I was made aware that there is a sign-up in the foyer for side dishes for this.
Yep.
It's pretty sparse, so we were wondering if people knew where it was, but it's out there. So if you are planning to come, please come. Please bring a dish to pass. To help us serve our community. I hope you guys just enjoy my, you know, silliness. But yes, so that's in the foyer. And the Not a Fan study was. Oh, sorry, Glenda. Oh, good. Okay. So we're getting it out there.
Cool.
Right now?
What's going on?
Okay. So Designs by Judy took one too.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, it's we've got people from all kinds of different denominations. We've got one of our groups of musicians. What happens if we get too big? I hope we run out of food. I don't think we can get too big. That's how I feel about this.
Yep.
That's it. If we need to, we'll go to Frank's and get more hot dogs. That's how I feel.
There you go.
That's about it. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm trusting God for something. I hope it's that big.
All right. So the Not a Fan books are up here if anybody is still interested. They are starting next week, next Sunday after service. If you would like to join, please do. Also, Pastor is still going through Making Sense Out of Spirituality. He has put all the previous lessons, questions in here. So if you have not attended and you want to, it's very easy to get caught up or not get caught up. I mean, if you... The books are also up here. Studying is good. I say that, and I haven't been there in a couple weeks. Let's see. All right. Oh, so in the prayer room, which is the little room in front of the preschool room, there is now a library. It's the lending library. There's a bookshelf in there. You can share your books. You can take a book. Something that you read that was really exciting or really moved you, you want to share with others, that's the place to do it. And we ask that when you are finished reading them, to please return them back to the library. Rock, am I forgetting anything? Oh, Dawn. All right. So there's still availability to sign up on the snack sign up in the kitchen. If you're able, please help. And I forgot about my display in the foyer. So, yeah, thanks, Brock. It's teamwork. So in the foyer, there is a display. It's called I'll Say Yes To. It's yes to serving in our church. Right now, all that's on it is the children's ministry needs. I need to get with the other ministries to see if they have any needs. But there are quite a few openings available. The nursery needs help. The preschool needs help. And the teen class, I've hit a couple people I got to follow up with to see if they are willing to fill those positions. But if you are at all interested, please check it out. Bring the card. You can put it into the offering plate or you can give it to me. It kind of gives a little bit of a description on what would be expected of you and who you would be in class with, I guess. So please check that out. If you have not checked in, please check in now. Text the word check to 517-522-4062. If you're at home, please check in also so we know who's with us this morning. Check your kids into their classrooms. And I was looking at that. I got to update those classrooms. Some of our kiddos have moved up and changed places, so I will do that this week. And I need some lovely little assistants to help me collect. If you would please pass your prayer cards to the center aisle, the assistants will pick them up. Now, we need to learn to serve like our little ones here. They are so excited to be used as servants within the church.
I sent River to get me a bulletin. Let's see if he can find one. There we go. Okay. She did? Okay, David has a friend whose son broke his back. Ugh. His name is Kyle. Surgery possibly tomorrow. Empties. Thank you. Retired coworker hospitalized with a foot infection. Oh my goodness, Martha, this is amazing. Oh, the Larry that we've been praying for with leukemia is in 90% remission. That was stage 4. Wow.
They took about 2.5 hours from the hospital, which is in Baltimore, and they live in Southern Maryland.
Okay.
So they're home for 3 weeks, and then he goes back to get blood tests and possible more treatment if he needs it. But
wow. Oh, my goodness. That is awesome. Do they know that your whole church has been praying for them? Okay, good. Wow. Okay, thanks for sharing that. Okay, She's also asking for prayer for our friends Dave and Natasha. Their family needs healing and unity. I haven't seen them in a while. Rennell's asking for traveling mercies. Okay, flying out tomorrow. Tammy's asking for prayer for family, Chris and Brittany, and mostly for God's wisdom and choices. Tammy, you're so faithful to ask for that stuff. And, I mean, we all need that, if we're being honest. Thank you. Okay, was there anything else that did not get on a card? Yes. Okay. Okay.
I have a praise.
Yes.
Actually, a couple of them. Two praises. I asked the church elders last week to pray over me because I had a pretty serious illness going on, and I was terrified. And they prayed over me, and it brought healing.
Oh, my goodness.
So I got to thank them for that.
Wow.
Putting my mind at ease. You know, yes. That's worth $1 million. And the number two thing is, you know, since I've been taking care of my mom for the last 5 years, you know, I finally get to go on vacation this year, which I've needed so badly. I'm sorry I won't be here next Sunday. I'll be in paradise. But I'll be back next week.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that.
Yep.
Yes, Mark.
I just wondered how your eyes are doing.
Oh, it's so much better. It's almost completely back to normal, and never had any pain or any affected vision. So praise God. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Linda. Where does Stacy live?
Stacy lives in Walpole's Lake, yeah.
Is that near?
Yeah.
How is she, would she be open to outreach?
She might be.
Okay.
She has never been churched or anything. She's kind of always backed away from that.
Thank you. Rock.
Victoria's Aunt Heather is having surgery tomorrow.
Okay. Aunt Heather. Anything else? Good to see some faces here that we haven't seen in a while. I'm so glad that you're with us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Was there one more? Yes, Tracy. Wonderful. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Excuse me. Father, we give you praise this morning to meet together in your house as a united body of believers, lifting each other up to you in all of our various walks. Some of us are babes and needing lots of milk, and some of us have been down a long, twisty, dusty road and are ahead and are cheering us on. I just want to thank you for every single one who we call our church family. We're so grateful to be here in total freedom. We celebrate that. We celebrate you. You are such a good father. You're constantly working behind the scenes on our behalf. Your plans for us are good. They are plans to give us hope in a future, and they are never, ever plans to harm us. Thank you for these praises, Lord. We praise you for the women's breakfast yesterday, and I praise you that that is successfully meeting month after month, where we can just become acquainted with each other's needs and problems and prayers and continue to knit our hearts together. And while I'm at it, Lord, I just ask for that for the men. They need it just as much, and as of yet, that has not been, it's just not been in place yet. So I'm just going to spontaneously ask that you would raise that ministry up, that you would put it on someone's heart, call them. We know that you don't, you don't call the qualified. You qualify those who you call. So we're just trusting you that you'll provide a men's ministry like that. Father, I want to praise you for Mike's healing and his offering that in vulnerability, that beautiful praise as the elders came around him last week and prayed over him. Faithful, awesome God, thank you so much for just giving an immediate answer. Thank you that he's feeling so much better. I thank you that he is faithfully taking care of his mother in her old age. I thank you for her life and for her years and the fact that you're not done with her. And I thank you that he gets an opportunity to go on vacation. Lord, I ask that you would just pour your spirit out on him while he is stealing himself away for a restoration and maybe a word from you. Sometimes it can feel a little selfish to go on vacation, but then it's so clearly needed. And in your idea... The idea of rest and Sabbath is from you and from your hand. And so I just praise you for that. Lord, I want to lift up to you Victoria's Aunt Heather as she is heading into surgery. God, we cry out to you, our great physician, and ask for your touch and for your healing, for your peace during this time. Appoint her team, her doctors and nurses, that you would give them wisdom and a steady hand. We praise you that Connie's surgery went well. I ask that you would be her Prince of Peace as she waits for the report next week. God, I ask that she would trust you for good things, for a good outcome, that she would not be overtaken by fear. You know, your word, again, we always go back to your word, and it says, do not fear the report of man. And we look to you for everything. And we ask that you would just draw her to your side during this time. Father, we lift up the hurting family of Linda's sister-in-law. It sounds like there's only one, really, Stacy. It hurts to hear that they haven't been in touch in 6 years. It hurts to know that that was a lonely passing and that there wasn't reconciliation made. However, I know that you can still work healing there. I know that you can still work forgiveness in Stacy's heart, and she can go on to have a beautiful, fruitful life. Father, I ask that you would surround her with loving people that would just come up around her, even strangers, maybe someone from this church, that would just reach out with a phone call and say, can I come and sit with you for a while? Father, I thank you that you love Stacy. You see her where she is in her hurt and her need. I ask that you would lift her from her pit and set her feet on solid ground. Father, I give you praise for Larry's remission of leukemia. I praise you that they have been informed that there is a church they don't know. People filling that church, they have no idea. They've never met who have faithfully prayed for them. And now they are experiencing this beautiful answer to prayer. God, I just ask that you would draw them to your side, draw them into a community, a family of believers that will love on them and continue to show them the love and light of Jesus. Father, I lift up Tammy's family to you, her Chris and Brittany, and most of all, she's asking for wisdom and for choices. Lord, we all need that in our families. God, we cannot do this life without you. We do cry out for wisdom and direction. We cry out that our children and our grandchildren would hunger and thirst after righteousness, and that they would be drawn into your ways, as the verse that reminds me, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. And I heard a teaching that says, give them a taste of the best, and they will always be drawn back to it. So I just pray that over all of our family, Lord, that as they have gotten a taste of the truth, that they will be drawn back into your fold. Father, we celebrate you, that you are our covenant-making and covenant-keeping God. You are our counselor. You are our courage, our confidence, our completeness, our cornerstone, our daily manna, our deliverer, and our defender. We love you. We want to be a changed people. Open our hearts, do operation, do surgery on us, that we might be different. And then give you all the glory. We were one way, and now we're another way. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Here's the prayer cards up here. All right, let's stand together and worship in spirit and in truth.
Wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no prison wall you can't break through. No mountain you can't move. All things are possible. There's no broken body you can't raise. No soul that you can't save. All things are possible. The darkest night, you can light it up. So why should my heart fear what you've defeated? I will trust in you alone. 'Cause there's no prison wall you can't break through, no mountain you can't move, all things are possible. There's no broken body you can't raise, no soul that you can't save, all things are possible.
God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. Hear the chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out.
Come awaken. Come awaken your people. Come awaken this city. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble if the chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Come awaken your people, come awaken this city. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble, hear the chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out.
God says, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And Paul said, prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world. Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us, set us free by the truth you now bring us, shine on me. help us to remember in our hard weeks that we go from victory to victory. We are seated in the heavenlies with Christ, and his inheritances are ours, and we are supposed to be high above our problems. Help us to remember to declare the victory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
All right, good morning. We're going to talk a little bit more about, what is it, stewardship. That's what it is I always talk about. So we're going to take what we're given by somebody else and be good managers of it to meet the owner's objectives. And the context of this, because we're in church, is God. God gave us everything, right? And there's four components to that. The one I want to talk about today is accountability. So we'll all, if I ask the question, does everybody believe what the Bible says? Well, I'll be like, yep, because it's Sunday morning and we're sitting in church. We'll see what you think tomorrow. But if we read in Romans chapter 14, verse 12, this says, so then each one of us will give an account of himself to God. Now, I don't know, I'm no Bible scholar, but when I read this, I'm thinking Judgment Day, right? I don't know what you're thinking, and I don't know exactly the context, but that's what comes to my mind. And I'm a little bit worried. I don't want to reach there and have that be my first exposure to accountability. And I think about a little bit of analogy with athletics. The athlete doesn't show up on game day and figure out if he's done a good job at that point. I think I'm pretty proud of my boys, as most fathers are. And as I was sitting here, I had a different example, but I'm going to pick on Nathan today. I'm pretty proud of this kid. A few years ago, he made a decision. He wanted to be healthier. He wanted his body to be stronger and physically healthier. So he started walking around the neighborhood. And apparently he realized that he's not going to be able to do this on his own. And he decided to join the powerlifting squad at the high school. Yeah, my genes on the powerlifting squad. But that was a decision he made. Okay, that gave him accountability. He's got coaches teaching him the right thing to do, the right thing to eat. He's got peers, he's got teammates that come alongside of him and help him. They spot him, they encourage him. He's got younger guys that kind of look up to him and say, "Hey, how am I supposed to be doing this?" He talks about form a lot. So he's got those three levels of accountability. We need to be seeking that in our spiritual lives. And it's not here. Sunday morning isn't it. Now, Sunday morning does open a lot of doors for those opportunities. Look in your bulletin. Bonnie talked about a lot of opportunities. The Non-A-Fan Bible study, we got small groups going on. Experiencing God's going to start up a little bit. Romans Bible study. We have an apologetics class Sunday morning. These are all opportunities to be held accountable, to create these three relationships we talked about, the coach, the peer, the somebody you can mentor. Those are all opportunities for that. So if you're serious about your stewardship, you're serious about your walk with God, like Nathan's serious about taking care of his body, seek some of these opportunities for accountability. With that, I'll ask my volunteers, Ralph and Terry. Yep, pray with me. Father God, we do thank you that you give us this body, our physical bodies, this church body, the body of Christ, to share and to hold each other lovingly accountable. You bless us with so many things, our salaries, our jobs, our families, our church, your word, the truth. So as an act of obedience, a discipline of the heart, we come before you today and just bring back a little bit what we call our tithes and offerings. And we pray that you would bless that, encourage each heart here today, and carry us forward into the week. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, kids. Good morning. It's good to see everybody. Come on up. All right, I'm going to take it kind of short. You say, yeah, right. But anyway, I have two things I want to tell you today. Two things, okay? You guys are back to school or whatever you're doing. You ever feel sometimes like, wow, so-and-so can do this better than me, you know? How come he can do this and I can't do that? But the truth of the matter is, you hear me? The truth is, everybody has gifts and talents that the Lord gives them, right? There's going to be stuff that you can do that so-and-so can't do. So I want you to remember, whenever you're feeling like that, because I've felt like that too, just ask God, show me what it is, Lord, that I'm good at, what my talents that you gave me, and those are the things we're going to work on, okay? The other thing I want you to know is we're family here, okay? You got your own family, but we are family too. So when times are tough or you're struggling, you come to one of us and we're going to pray with you. And we got your back here, okay? Amen. I just want you to know that we love you and we will do whatever we can to help you, okay? Right. No matter what, no matter what, any of us in here, okay? So let's ask the Lord to bless us today. Father God, as we come before you, we thank you and praise you for who you are and what you have done for us. All of these little ones are mine, as far as I'm concerned. Lord, I thank you and praise you for the gifts and talents that you have given them that they don't even know yet, but you're going to hone in them just like you do with us. Lord, I pray for the teachers and everybody helping today that you would bless them all, let them know how much they are loved and cared for. And we pray your will be done here today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Woo!
Let's go. Woo! Let's get up from here. Look at that. Look at that. Woo-hoo! Don't let him hit
his head. The floor is really hard. Let's go to class.
Where's that? All right, Bonnie, you're up.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and
thrones and kingdoms fall. When men who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains call. God's love so sure shall still endure all
last part of Hosea that I didn't read. And I will betroth you to me forevermore. I will betroth you to me in righteousness and in justice, in steadfast love and in mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. And in that day I will answer, declares the Lord. I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth. And the earth shall answer the grain and the wine and the oil, and they shall answer Jezreel. And I will see, and I will sow her for myself in the land, and I will have mercy on no mercy. And I will say to not my people, you are my people, and he shall say, you are my God. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you that you have blessed us, that we are your people, that you do show mercy and justice, that, Lord, we are justified and declared righteous, Lord, through what your Son did for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are our God, our Savior, and our King. And we praise you and thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the time of fellowship we are about to partake in. We thank you for the food that was prepared. We thank you, Lord, because you are God, Savior, and King. In Jesus' name, amen.